Now it's serious. Craig has entered the arena. You must fight Craig to the death. He's Trevor's brother. He's very happy.
I have a cheese stick. Can I beat him with that?
Sure.
You can. It may not do max damage, though. It depends if it's a void cheese stick or not.
It's Pepper Jacks, or technically Solar.
Yeah.
Spicy.
You have to wait till tomorrow when Prism's on, then you might have a good chance at it. Until then, I don't think so.
He's sold. Got you.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our experiences in the game. We spotlight different guests and communities and our place to talk about uplifting experiences that we have had. Sin, as always, you're trying to make us laugh at the beginning of the show. What's the good word? What's new with you, Sin?
As stated in Discord, bird is the word.
Bird is the word. That is a good word.
But otherwise, we're
talking about other things, but
yeah. Right. But otherwise, I'm pretty magical. I took a 2.5-hour nap today after helping my wife move all of her school stuff into her new classroom. So, yeah, I'm pumped and ready to go. We got
staying up late, too, last night, right?
Oh, yes, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exciting show. We have a lot to talk about this week, for sure. And we just need to get right into it, especially since we have a very special guest tonight. We have Parody from Two Titans and a Hunter Destiny-based podcast. How are you doing, man?
Oh, not bad at all. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate the chance to come and talk to you guys and hang out and talk a little Destiny, because, you know, nothing much happened this week, so.
Not much show, at all.
5 minutes, we're in and out.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Okay, let's say what we don't like about the game, and then we'll be done in 5 minutes. Oh, man. We really appreciate you coming on. For those that aren't familiar with your podcast yet, now we have tried to tell everyone about your podcast, but do tell the lovely listeners just what your podcast is about. I mean, spoiler alert, it's about Destiny.
Yes. Yeah. So it's about Destiny. As my wife says, you sound good doing it. I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds good that you're doing it. So yeah, it's basically I'm sure we have the same story a lot of other folks do. The three of us have been playing Destiny since D1 early days, and for about, I don't know, 6 months now, a year, we're like, we should start a podcast. We should talk about this. We should do something. We have all these great conversations in party chat, and of course, they're never recorded. They make us laugh, and then nobody else laughs. So we're like, now let's get this together. So my clanmate's Night Demon, and no one responds in real life. Through the show together, Night Demon is our resident artist. He put our nice neon artwork together, and he has the unenviable task of editing the show, so we sound a little more competent when it comes out. And then, yeah, we put the show up. We shoot for every Wednesday, put the show up on Podbean like you guys are, and throw a YouTube version up there with whatever poor gameplay we've managed to record that week. And, yeah, just talk about the game that we spend our lives playing. So it's been a lot of fun. We started about mid-February or so with the show, and said, let's just put this together and see what happens. And, hey, people have liked it. People have found us. People have invited us to be on their show. So I figure it's not all bad. So it's been good fun and good time. So I appreciate the invite. And
yeah,
I just want to let Respawn know that I'm the favorite. He's not the favorite. Why I'm the favorite. And that's how it is.
Yes, we will go with that. You're the one that we invited on the
show. We'll allow
have my rant for next week.
We'll allow it.
We're going to have a friendly competition now.
Now, we technically did add him to the, to No One Respawns in RL. That guy in Discord, we technically added him
in real life.
We technically added him to the guest list. So,
did you immediately regret that decision, or did it take a little time to be like, "Oh, what have we done? We can't even invite him now."
We'll go with no comment.
I mean, he's the one that yells, right? So, yeah, we'll take him.
He does.
I think we should do shouting matches one day.
There you go. If you need a show where you're like, we just need people to shout about the game a lot, he's your man. You are all set.
All right. We'll keep that in mind. So I assume you guys all kind of like played together before you decided to start the podcast. Like, how did you meet each other?
This is where I need my buddy in Panoramics, our clan founder, because he's one who can be like, here's how we met doing this. I honestly don't remember. I'm pretty sure they both came from LFG, because honestly, Panoramics 18, who's our clan founder, I know in real life, and we started playing together and said, let's make a clan. Why not? It's a thing you can do. And then we've just sort of like found people as we happen to meet them in real life or play a strike or play an LG raid and go, you seem reasonable. Well, come join us. We'll play together. I think we found Night Demon on the 100.io site on a raid one night, and he somehow tolerated us long enough to get through a raid with us, probably Vault of Glass. And Respawn, I honestly can't remember. I'm sure it was another LFG group, or he might have been a friend of a friend. So many people are like, hey, I have a buddy who plays. Yeah, and join, invite them in, join with us. I have a terrible memory, so I'm sure they'll both scream at me and go, no, it was this. I remember. This is the night I met you guys. So I'm just going to say LFG and leave it with that.
Yeah.
But somehow they've both tolerated us ever since, so it's a win.
Yeah, for sure. And you got two Titans, 100. Do you ever regret it's not one of each, having a Warlock also?
Some days. And honestly, we gave Respawn a bunch of crap because he tried his world's first run with a group he put together, and he played as a Warlock. So we said, oh, well, now we have to rebrand the show, change the name and everything. Well, even though it is two Titans and a Hunter, we both play all three characters. Them, they're a little bit better about it than me. I'm basically a Titan main, and I sort of cheat with my Warlock a little bit. I have a Hunter, but I just don't have enough time to sit and play through all three characters. So the Hunter's there. He gets love every now and again, but between the three of us, we at least can cover all three characters, and Night Demon's much better about giving love to his three characters, and Respawn's better about playing everything but his Titan because he doesn't love them anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just giving you flack. I mean, I'm a Warlock main, but honestly, a name like Two Titans and a Hunter is way more catchy than, what else would you say, One Titan, One Warlock, One Hunter? I mean, that's kind of stupid, you know?
Yeah, so. We came down with a fire team of 9. This is all that's left. Which has been in my brain this week, and that's feel like what we should name the show. But someone else can take that name and start their own podcast now.
Yeah, but we all kind of agree that Titans are getting a little bit not so much love these days, right?
Definitely. They're getting some straight up hate these days.
Yeah,
there's some of it justified, and some of it I think they even Respawn admitted that in PvE they could use some love in some areas.
Cool, me too, and I'm a Warlock main.
Yeah, there's definitely days where I'm like, I remember when this used to be a more powerful class, and I feel like you sort of taken my power away here and there. And yes, I can still one charge, shoulder charge you around the corner, but again, I have to be close enough to you to do that. If you shoot me across the map, it's not going to matter. Yeah, and in raids, I remember in D1, you would have your, you'd have your one or two Titans, you'd have your bubble trains going to keep yourselves safe, and now the Warlocks have largely usurped the Titans' abilities in that. They've got a well they can throw down. They've got stuff they can do with it. It's much better than a Titan bubble. The bubble you just run these days with your Helmless A14 just to troll people, if that, there's no real utility for it anymore. It's there. The shield's better if you're trying to DPS or just pick people up, mid-battle, or throw that Warlock Rift down or the well down, and you can dance in that all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure, Sin, you have thoughts on that too, but we always like to joke, like, the Titans aren't... You go into Scourge, you go into the Reckoning, you don't need Titans in those activities. You just need Warlocks and Hunters.
No viable option for them right now. Everything was always Orpheus Rig Tether, Shards of Galanor and Blade Barrage, or Skull and Slova Bomb. There's just so many more viable options. It just seemed that there was nothing... There was not a lot of talk about Titans. Titans got the shaft, basically, when it came to that. And I'm hoping that changes soon.
Yeah, I agree. I'm hoping to get some PvE love. I still these days have either been running, for the most part, honestly, my mid-class Sentinel, because I love turning everybody into a detonator. Throw a grenade, you're a detonator. Hit him with a Telestor shot, you're a detonator. Whack him with something, you're a detonator. It works out really nicely in Gambit and Reckoning, some of those other things where you just need to clear ads quickly. But yeah, there's... My arc subclass used to be my main love, and now, other than running the bottom tree and running around and clearing out a whole side of adds and Gambit, there's just not it. The Titan Smash used to feel like a powerful thing you could come in and wreck people with, and now it just doesn't. It doesn't have that same power anymore. I'm getting you get shot out of it, you get tethered into it, you get Nova bombed out of it. Just it doesn't feel even just the gunplay. It doesn't feel as powerful as it used to.
It's sad. Well, shed a tear for the Titans, and hopefully they'll get better soon. Yeah, I mean, I wonder how soon. The new raid, how Titans do.
I was trying to watch Bo Solaris. I know he's doing carries again, but I wasn't really seeing too much with Hunters. A little bit that I've seen. I haven't watched like a whole playthrough of the raid, so I still have no idea what the mechanics are. But like some of the spoilery stuff, like cheesy stuff, like with grenade launchers or people using Wardcliff coil, I kind of see like little 30 seconds clips of those. But I don't really think I've seen too much with Titans.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But, you know, I bring up the new raid. Speaking of, this is our first podcast after the drop of Season of Opulence. It's all right, right? Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Yeah. What's the next season going to bring us?
Yeah. No, but next season will bring us some PvP, hopefully, from what they said. But yeah, nothing in Opulence. Let's just move on.
Yeah. Nothing at all. No, that's wrong. Parody, what have you done so far? What have you liked about the Season of Opulence? I have opinions, but I want to hear from you and Sin first.
Sure. I did, you know, when we did our show, we stressed the, hey guys, you're going to have to go to our friend Sweeperbot here, and you're going to have to pick up, you know, your bounty and run that before you try your raid. So, you know, I did that. I've just been calling my chores on Nessus. I went to do my chores on Nessus, got those done, saw there was a giant barge showing up all of a sudden, going, oh, what's on this barge? Let's see what's happening there. I've run about three run-throughs of the menagerie. The first day, I ran the day it came out, had no clue what I was doing, following people around going, we're running to rooms, we're shooting people,
yeah,
and we're going to run to the next room. Sounds great. I really like the fact that you can't fail the menagerie, because my biggest concern was going to this with the Reckoning. You're like, okay, we need four people. I don't know about you guys, but it seems like if you start with four people, and then if you don't succeed right away, you're down to two or three or one. And then it just never seems, at least on the Xbox, never seems to really matchmake you with that fourth person. So either they come in and they leave immediately, or you just sort of never get that full team back. I was going, okay, we have a six-player matchmaking activity. This is going to be a nightmare. But, I mean, knock on wood, I've run three runs of it now. And we've had, you know, six people, the same six, all the way through. And I think, you know, it sort of allayed my fears a little bit of it being an activity where you're just stuck short the entire time. But I'll say I did that. I've had a blast with it. It was... Ever since Destiny came out, I've been hoping for sort of a Halo firefight something, because I can't tell you the number of hours I've spent with buddies in Halo firefight just shooting ads, just trying to hold points, just to see how far we could get. And I was hoping with all the various forest iterations we get that. This is sort of as close as we've gotten to that. It's still a, you know, phased activity. Here's a room, here's a room, here's a room, but it's the closest thing I've found to that. And Mayhem is back this week. So I've jumped into Mayhem and just been throwing people around and slowly working. I gotta say that the three pinnacle weapons, I'm not terribly excited about this season. I mean, I'm working towards the Wendigo and grenade launcher and the Hush bow, but I can't say I'm really excited about either one of them like I was about the last season's weapons. So I've just been doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, trying to get my hand into everything. I haven't stepped foot into the raid and probably won't. Ever since we sort of had a core group that would run a lot of raids in D1. Ever since D2 came out, that group sort of has gone, you know, we've got our separate ways, or we just haven't all been online at the same time. So I don't have a lot of raid finishes, and I've run Leviathan a time or two, and I just did a Scourge of the Past run once recently. But yeah, I've just been trying to dip my toe in a little bit of everything, because I enjoy the heck out of Gambit. I enjoy the heck out of the Menagerie. It's sort of everything I wanted it to be, and nothing that I've was afraid that it would be.
Yeah. Yeah. So a plus so far, sounds like you're giving it a thumbs up so far.
Oh yeah, big win. And honestly, I feel like I need to go down to Michael's and get a whole bunch of paste and a whole bunch of little gems and glitter and put that on everything I own, because it's like, here's all your weapons. It's going to have gems on it. It looks like gold. So I feel like I need to, you know, bedazzle and bling out everything I own in real life now, just to get into the real feel of the Season of Opulence.
Yeah, I know that. I've seen some of those weapons that had like the jet purple. I've only gotten the Calloused mini tool so far, but it'll be interesting to see when I get more of the armor and weapons that have all the jewels on it. Sin, how have you been liking Menagerie so far?
As we like to say, Menagerie à trois.
Yeah, Menagerie à trois.
I've only played it twice, really, just with my hectic work schedule. I was hoping to play a little bit more tonight after recording, but I really like the encounter overall. I think they did a pretty darn good job with it. My light level obviously is very low. I'm sub 710, unfortunately. So I think for the majority of my grinding, I'm a little under level. But so far so good. I mean, it's there's a little bit. It seems like outside of the raid and that, what else am I missing? Something like what else is there really to do? Are we thinking there's probably going to be more secrets coming down in the next couple of weeks?
I mean, yeah, I have opinions on that. There's some that we do know, but I guess I hear what you're saying is like, without maybe more stuff being released, are you kind of worried that this might tucker out quickly because Menagerie is the main thing?
Right. I know there's. I know they do have plans for some exotic quests. I know another hand cannon is coming back, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's coming back. We have the truth quest that will be starting this coming Tuesday. I mean, let's put it this way. Okay, here's what we know is coming up. Yeah. Yeah. For the next 2 weeks, we know that there's at least three total bosses for the Menagerie for what we know so far. And next Tuesday, there will be a new boss for the Menagerie. And then the Tuesday after will be a new boss. And then they're also going to start the heroic mode of Menagerie. So, yes, that does seem like the main purpose of this season. But remember, there wasn't that much in the other seasons either. I mean, if you look back at it was just Gambit all the time, mostly for the last one. And then the one before that, the Forges. So at least for me, my opinion so far is I'm living the Menagerie activity. And if this is the main purpose, I'm happy. This is something that, okay, I thought I liked The Reckoning, but after a few weeks, I didn't not like it, but I just didn't find myself going into it. But now ask me in a few weeks, maybe I'll change my mind, but I really see liking Menagerie. You know, I've played the game for quite a while now, so I can probably safely say I really see liking Menagerie longer than most because the activity's fun. I love how you go in and, you know, it starts off with the first room, but then you can kind of get a random spattering of what you'll get based on how well you do and just how the game throws something at you. And then you always end with the last room. You have the weapons you're grinding for with the runes. I love slotting the runes. It brings this game closer to like a Diablo 3 MMO type thing RPG type thing where you're actually going for certain things. And so until we get all the runes, until we get all the power-ups, we will actually have something to grind for with Menagerie and getting all these weapons. And these triumphs in this title is actually something I'm excited for again, too. Like the last season's title, you know, Black Army one, you know, I'm just Cursebreaker, Wayfarer, Dredgen. I haven't really cared about the other titles, but this one, Shadow, it's a cool name, too. I'm like, yeah, Shadow, I want to go for that one.
How happy are you guys that all the runes and Menagerie don't sit in your inventory? Like, all the little tokens and tickets, and you have to have inventory space for all these things. It's just go to your chalice and you access them from there. That's it. That's all you have to do. You don't have to go hunt for these or make room for them. I was super pleased they did it that way.
Yeah, that is really nice. It's all built into that. Just one, your chalice, and you see it all right there. I've already gotten so
super
many.
Helpful.
Yeah. I go in there. I'm surprised how many runes I already have from just playing the game. But I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit worried too, but we know we have the new exotic quest starting next week for Truth. We're going to have another one coming out. There could be a secret mission, even if there's not. I don't care so much. Plus, we're going to have all the Triumph stuff, the Summer Solstice event. I'm not too worried. And then, of course, we know just right around the corner, it's such an exciting fall expansion, Shadowkeep, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But I'm pretty excited so far. And we have the new raid, too. I mean, let's think about that. We didn't have a raid last season. We had one two seasons ago. And we're, you know, we're still leveling up for that. And the raid could, I have a feeling this raid will have more fun in than Scourge. So I think there's a lot of potential for this season.
Yeah. I think overall, as we get through the weeks, yes, I would agree with that. And I just pulled it up because I couldn't remember when we were talking about it. But we do have, like you said, you know, a lot coming up in the next few weeks, Moments of Triumph and the Solstice of Heroes. I remember playing a lot more during the Solstice of Heroes last year. So I think that's going to be the more exciting time for me. I'm not super excited about another hand cannon, to be honest with you. But the truth,
I know, right?
Yes, I'm game with trying to get the truth.
Yeah, I'm excited to.
90th exotic hand cannon. Well, how can you not be excited about another exotic hand cannon to go after?
Fine, I should be excited.
Put it in the vault and go. I'm rather with you. I'm not excited at all. I'm going, could we have another exotic something besides a hand cannon? Anything else?
Auto rifle, something like that, maybe.
I'm bored with that. Give me all the bullets.
I've still been loving Outbreak Perfected. I'm very happy they brought that. So that's been keeping me happy.
It's brutal.
Brutal, yeah.
I was watching that day one raid race and going, okay, because I was watching the DCP live feed because they were sort of switching around to see who was getting close. And it was just nice that they could do that as opposed to me switching all the feeds around. And you just sort of, everyone sort of gravitate towards we're all running Outbreak. Just like six people with Outbreak or five with Outbreak. It's like, okay, that's going to be what it's going to take to do a lot of these things.
It's going to turn into must-have Outbreak. Yeah.
And so how many months do we give it before they nerf that one? Because that's the go-to weapon for everything PvE related.
Well, you know, we've joked about that before. It's probably going to be about 6 months because they can't turn around things too quickly. And that's about how long it took for the other things. So even if they nerf it right away, it'll probably be about 6 months.
Yeah.
Maybe they can do it sooner.
Same discussion we've been having going, okay, this is the new go-to thing. Well, we'll see when its days are numbered. Now, I don't know. I've listened to that again, a couple of the last shows. Are you guys big PvP players? Because we are getting that an Iron Banner quest this season, which who knows if it'll be something exciting or not. But I didn't know if you guys, if that's something you care about at all, or if you look at Iron Banner going, it's a thing. A new guy shows up, we ignore him for a week.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we're people kind of that know me. I pretty much actively avoid Crucible unless there's a quest like the exact hand cannon so far. I've gotten all of them. But that's right, about the only time I go into the Crucible.
I'll go in kicking and screaming when I have to.
Basically.
Yeah. I still don't even have all the other crap, like the recluse.
I don't have that. Yeah.
None of that competitive stuff. I'm out. It was brutal last time I was in there.
Yeah, I don't either. I did a grind for the Redrick's Broadsword Claymore, which was the easier one. I think it was a Claymore. I have to pull a dim now. I can't remember now. I did the one where they made it easier to get to. I did that grind. I got the gun going. It's a pulse rifle. It's fine. It's not anything that was worth the grind for it, and haven't even really set foot into competitive at all this season going for any of those weapons I don't need the Redrick's Broadsword. So I had to finish that grind. It was not at all worth the grind for me, and then kind of said, these weapons are out there. I'll just continue to get murdered by them with everybody that has them and go about my day.
Yeah, Crucible is never. I never bought Destiny for that aspect of it. In fact, Destiny was the first game I ever went into, any first-person shooter type game, and I just did it because it was there. And as time has gone, if I played with people, naturally you're going to jump into it here and there, even if you don't like it. But generally, it's going to be the last thing on my list I do, if at all.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I know. A lot of folks in our clan are like, yeah, you can go play it. I'll be over here. Or, you know, hey, if you're running as a 4 or 5 stack in Iron Banner, yeah, we'll come join you just to screw around with, because, you know, we don't have to be, you know, we're not looking for skill. We're just looking to have a good time and laugh and, you know, throw bubbles up in everyone's way and see if we can mess with them.
Yeah, then it's fun. Yeah, I enjoy stuff like that, going into like Iron Banner or quick play occasionally if we're just having fun and screwing around. And if the upcoming Iron Banner had some really cool... Well, I did see the armor. It looks like they went back to the samurai style, which I don't care about that. But if there was some cool armor or something that wasn't super hard to grind for, then I would hop in even more if there was something I cared at the end of the stick. But I don't know yet if there will be.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that makes me excited, because I jump into PvP a fair bit. I love Iron Banner. In D1, we used to have, we would have, honestly, sometimes almost 2 teams of 6 going in with our clan, just everyone just jumping in and having fun and just hanging out in the Iron Banner. Not trying to for skill, just trying to have fun and hang out. So I'm hoping this quest is something worth going for. Like sort of like the Allegiant quests. I finished the Drifters on my Titan and started the Warlock on my... I'm sorry, started the Vanguards on my Warlock and just never got through it because I never saw the need to. And I'm sort of glad I didn't, because... You know, this was before anyone knew what the rewards were. It's like, oh, here's some tokens and here's some trinkets for doing all these things. And now the Drifter calls you a snitch or he doesn't. That's the only real thing that mattered. So I'm hoping it's more than that. I'm hoping it's something worth it. And I don't know what that worth it thing would be in my brain, but I'm hoping it's something it'll be interesting.
Here's to hoping. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll find out.
One quick thing I wanted to end with on Menagerie that I just love that, we pressed upon a little bit, but just the different encounters in there, how they bring a lot of elements from previous raids. That's brilliant. You have the shooting like of the crystals from Eater of Worlds. You have the gauntlet from Leviathan, and they're reprised. They're different.
We don't talk about the gauntlet.
You won't talk about the gauntlet.
We don't talk.
I've only gotten it twice, and I love it. I want to get more.
I've had bad experiences. Yeah, the gauntlet, I've only seen on the third one, and I was like, oh, God, gauntlet, because my clan, we're not great raiders. We have a gauntlet. We've gotten through it a time or two, but, oh, I've spent many hours with that gauntlet. So I'm glad it would... I'm glad, yeah, the one time I ran it was reprised, but I was like, someone said, oh, the gauntlet's in here. I'm going, nope, I'm done. We're through. There's no way through this room now.
Yeah. But it's also so brilliant how, like, yeah, like you said, even if you like fail the encounter, there's not a total fail state. It just takes longer, you know, like the quicker you can get through encounters, the quicker you get to the end, you get more points towards your total amount. But it's just brilliant because, like, how else would they have been able to do it with 6-player matchmaking? This is really the only way. They must have had some. It's so simple in a way, but, like, boy, it's brilliant. Why didn't they think of that sooner? Some of these activities that are match made, I love it.
Yeah, that's the thing I find myself itching to go in and play, especially if I can grab a buddy or two and we can run. You know, even not because I need, you know, to do better, just to have someone to talk to and hang out. Yeah. And be like, no, run over there. That's the thing. And because there's so many rooms, I I've run it 3 times and I feel like there's probably still rooms I haven't seen in it yet. It's just nice to know totally where you're going or where you're running to, and somewhere we're going, oh, hey, the place you dropped the souls, it's over here now, it's moved, you know, as you're running around with 5 other people, like chickens with your heads cut off, going, oh, God, where am I taking these? Where am I taking this skull thing? What am I supposed to do with it? it's just chaotic enough. But, yeah, you can't fail it, so there's not that, like, that frustration of the reckoning of getting close and close and close and then getting nothing from it.
Oh, especially the bridge encounter, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you can get through it, and you can loot the chest, and you can go loot the chest again, and you can go loot the chest again, and you can loot the chest again. Which I don't know if you guys have done that. You can actually run out of the area and come back in. Which,
yeah,
because I don't know if that's because we've sort of had a debate. I'm curious what you guys think. Because I ran with a buddy of mine, and he got his first drop was something that was like 10 points higher light than he was, but all of his subsequent drops were at or below his current light level. So we're wondering, is this normal? Is it designed? Yeah, is this a bug they're going to fix at some point, or is it designed to work this way of you can loot the chest multiple times, but you're only getting one reward out of it that you care about?
Oh, well,
the rest is just for
parts of that.
You can get multiple. Yeah, you can get another pair of boots or another Kalos mini tool or whatever, but you'll have to infuse something into it.
Yeah, from what I understand, the high level drop isn't that only once per week or twice per week if you've leveled up your chalice from the chest, or do we get a, I think it's just the first time, right? Or have we been getting high level drops every time we run the menagerie the first time? Now I don't remember.
Yeah, I thought it was just the first time.
Yeah. And you get 2 per week though, if you level up your chalice. So that's, I think that part's intended for how many, if you're opening the chest multiple times, you'll only get 1 or 2 per week. As far as being able to open it again, I'm 50-50 if that was intended or a bug. It doesn't seem like it's anything game breaking by having it in there, because it's, if you have the gems, it's like you might as well. At first I was a little bit worried, like, oh, this is going to make it so people aren't going to want to hop back in because they're just doing all their stuff. But I think at most you can get 4 drops if you're really fast, and people are still going to jump in. So I'm not too worried at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still a fun activity to play, and you're still going to get drops out of it. Yeah, like I said, that's the thing I'm always itching to go back into now.
But here's some late breaking news too. We just found out as of today, we're recording this on a Sunday, that the barge in Nessus has the chests again, and we were speculating it was going to be weekly.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't heard that either. I know that's where Xur showed up this week.
Xur showed up there, and I confirmed it. I logged in shortly before we started recording, and the chests are back, so you can use your glimmer to get more Imperials and everything.
Yeah, so I wonder if that'll be on an every 4 or 3, whatever, however many days it's been since reset.
I mean, 4 or 5, it's kind of interesting. I don't know why, if this is intended or what, and then you would hope or expect to get on Tuesday. So who knows on that?
Yeah, that's always a question too. Is it supposed to work this way? Or are we going to see a tweet from someone going, this wasn't supposed to happen. Please disregard this. Like I said, it's always a 50-50 with Bungie either. This is the way it was supposed to work, or whoops, we forgot that this was going to happen. Sorry.
So this week has been very eventful with, let's talk about what's coming up down the road, because otherwise this is going to be a 3-hour show. I want to start first with talking about the fall expansion, and then we'll talk about cross save. The fall expansion, it was announced Shadow Keep. And this will be an expansion based on the moon. Yeah. Based on Hive. Based on Eris Morn. Double yeah.
Dark Below 2.
Dark Below 2. I mean, I'm excited. This is awesome in my book. I always like Hive. That's my favorite type of expansion. Or that's my favorite type of enemy type. Going back to the moon will be cool. I mean, I'm hearing rumors of like, somehow Crota's not dead all the way. I'm just excited. Thoughts? Am I silly in thinking that, or do you guys get excited about going back to the moon?
You're silly. Let's move on to Crossland.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Even though I'm totally excited to go back to the moon. And
okay, well, I just wasn't sure. You know, like some people are like, oh, we're going back. It's like Bungie. Yeah. Let's just say, like, you know, you have the Reddit people. They're like, oh, couldn't they think of some new place?
Yeah. Couldn't we have new content? Well, the moon's it's going to be twice as big as it was before, but I'm really curious because they focus a lot in the live stream about like there being a psychological horror aspect to it and saying, you know, what are guardians afraid of? What are guardians' nightmares? And they're going to manifest on the moon, and Eris needs your help to sort of put these nightmares away and to deal with these things coming back. So I'm really curious to see if we're going to see like a darker quest to go down, or just a sort of a darker activity in the lore, just what we're going to see from that. Because they made,
yes, please.
You know, they sort of took this turn saying, hey, you know, these will be the nightmares on the moon, and they're going to be, yeah, and they showed little clips of our old friends from D1 that we thought were dead, now, and they're going to be back. I also think this might be a little bit of them putting their toe in the water saying, I wonder if we bring some of this content back, A, you know, will it look good, and B, is this what people want? You know, do the players want to go back to these old locations, you know, that have been revamped and reworked and, improved, but, if we bring Vault of Glass back, or we bring the Crota raid back, is this, you know, because I know people have talked about, I want these raids back. And there's a part of me that says, yeah, I'd love to go through Vogue again or through Crota again, especially with some changes to it or something. But I don't know. I have real mixed feelings about that.
Well, I know it's, I've said in the podcast before, I'd be happy if Destiny went to like a monthly online subscription. And then, but as part of that, they bring everything back. Like, so we have all the old raids reprised, all the previous content, and they keep adding new content at least every other month, you know, because if you're paying a monthly subscription, you got to have something that you're paying for.
Right.
I'm fine with them bringing back old stuff. I want to play the old raids with people, and they're like, oh, we don't have the PS4 anymore, or we don't have this or that, or it's not worth booting up Destiny 1, but I'm fine with going back to old content as long as it's the new quality of life stuff.
Yeah, and a little power level bump, because going into those raids now, it's like, I'm going to go solo this, you know, walking through with one hand tied behind my back, because it's light level, you know, whatever it was, that we're now double or above.
Yeah, Sin, does Eris Morn's scare you at all?
No. I think I remember a song called Eris Morn Has Got It Going On.
I remember that.
I was rewatching the live stream just before recording tonight, because I missed some of it while working. I kind of hit the key points with cross save, Shadow Keep. You know, I think overall Shadow Keep's going to be good. It is twice the size of the original moon. I think they're going to kind of spin it to be more dark, like Forsaken was overall. So I'm kind of pumped about it, real more so for me. You know, I think Datto asked the question, is Eris Morn a bad guy? And they told no. So, Eris Morn plus one.
Freaky though.
Hey, I love her. Third eye is so good.
I love her style. I love her like the voices in my head. It's just awesome. I love that stuff. And then when Cade says like, Eris, get your creepy rock off the desk.
Get your rock off my map.
Yeah,
that's a throwback.
That is a throwback. Yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll know a little. It could be right before where we get more trailers, but I'm excited. We'll see what comes with that. I'll be pre-ordering one of these days soon, and I will be getting Shadowkeep on both PS4 and PC because, I mean, I might have been doing that anyways, but because we now have announced cross-save.
It's about time.
I am super stoked being over here on Xbox Island. It seems like everybody I meet online is like, oh, what do you play on? PS4. Oh, I play on PC. Oh, but I'm super stoked to be able to play with people on other platforms come September. I am very excited about that.
Right. This is amazing. Like, the only way better it could be is cross play, but you know, that technically might not have been possible and other blah, blah, blah reasons, but this is great. This will help out Sin and I a lot because we do like to play on PC, but we have major progression history on our PS4 account. So right. It's like when I've gone over to PC before, it's like, this is nice, but I don't have all my good stuff yet. I don't have all my triumphs and
yeah, reaching for that gun. You're like, oh, it's in my other pants. That's not helpful at all.
I left it at home in my other account. But this will be great. So we can play on PC and then if we want to hop back to PS4 afterwards, it's all there.
All your stuff is there. Yeah, I'm very excited. So you guys aren't making the jump to Google Stadia immediately, day one, come the November launch?
No.
That's going all in on Stadia?
That's a no.
I'm very curious to see how that plays out. Because it's, I mean, they're when you look at that Google Stadia page, they are all over that. Destiny 2 is basically, it's a Destiny 2 console. So they've clearly put a lot of time and money and investment into that. And I'm really curious to see just how that platform does overall. I figure, you know, with CrossSave, it's just another place for people to play the game, which I know is one of their big highlights.
Yeah.
I'm just super curious because we've seen these things before of, oh, you can play this anywhere. You know, you can play it on your, they claim I've got one of the Pixel phones. They say, oh, you can play this on your Pixel phone. And I'm like, yeah, sure you can. Sure. So I'm tempted because I know they're going to have some sort of free tier. I'm tempted to figure out some way to maybe get a hold of it just to try it out. But I definitely don't think it's going to be something people that have consoles or PCs are going to jump to. But it's an interesting move for sure.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
Sweet money to fill that hole in their heart from Activision.
Yeah. It's really funny because Google Stadia, everyone's like, this is a new idea. Well, actually, you've already been able to play Destiny 2 on the GeForce NVIDIA Now platform. Are you familiar with that one? It's another cloud-based.
Oh, yeah. Sort of. It's one of those I'm sort of vaguely aware of, but I've never looked at it seriously.
It's the same idea as the Google Stadia, except Google Stadia also comes with some hardware if you want, so you can hook it to your TV, but you can also play it directly on your computer like GeForce Now. Here's the thing. Unless Google Stadia comes up with some magic that's not technologically possible in today's world, I don't know how well it's going to play because I'm in the tech industry myself, and I've tested GeForce Now, and I have a pretty good internet connection, Ethernet to my computer, this and that, and there's still way too much input lag in times where you get packets out of order, where the game is somewhat unplayable, and that's even on PvE. So,
PvP, I can't see that being a starter at all when you need those reflexes. I think I know who it's for, and it's a more casual game, single player game, sure. I don't know about Destiny being the launch platform for it. I don't know if that's the game I would choose. Again, I love Destiny. I'm on a Destiny podcast. I have a Destiny podcast. I don't know if Destiny is the game I would choose and say, this is where we want to put all our eggs. Unless they and Bungie have done the magic to make this run even better than anything else. But again, I'm also in the tech industry. I don't see this happening. It's very curious to me, and I'd like to see where it goes, but it's not a basket I put a lot of eggs in right now.
Yeah, it really is interesting. And you're right. I mean, it'd be great for a game like Assassin's Creed, Uncharted, those just kind of single player adventure games where you may not even notice much input lag here and there, but a game like Destiny, and especially for people that we are already playing on, even the PC people that call us plebs over on older PlayStations or Xboxes, we still don't have the input lag that you would get with this, because I've tested this and it's kind of horrible at times, even with a good internet connection. So
I liken this to playing, because I've played Crucible matches with 19, and we've got a buddy in Australia. The three of us on three continents playing Crucible matches, I liken it to that, where you'll have some players you can see and some players just glitching around the map. You're like, I don't know what land you're in, but you're not in the same world we are.
Yeah.
It's an interesting choice for a launch title. And I know they have other things coming, but again, you go to the Google Stadia page and it's nothing but a full page ad for Destiny.
Yeah. Well, at least even when you're playing with people on Crucible that have bad lag and somewhere else, like, at least for your character, your controller is moving responsively. But the problem with GeForce Now and Google Stadia is you'll move your controller and you won't see your gun move responsively if you have any kind of lag through the internet. And that's what will be frustrating for people. So I'm pretty concerned, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Again, you know, it's not a problem any of us are going to happen, but you know, are going to have. And I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious to see what the player base for that looks like on anything, just as an idea. And Google loves to spin something up and then go, eh, never mind, and pull the plug 6 months later. So
that
who
is
knows
true.
If, who knows if this will be around in a year?
Really, the only thing that's lasted is Gmail and Google search, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting. But yeah, cross save. I assume Sin, you're gonna probably get it on PC also.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And what's this here about? What was this about the Steam level in order to get friends or something like that?
I'm not sure, but I mean that does bring up the point. In case anyone hasn't heard, it is going to be moving on PC from the I wanted to say the Bungie launcher, the Battle.net launcher to Steam, which is pretty cool. I mean, I had no issues with Battle.net. I like Battle.net, but Steam is probably even better for them. But what were you hearing, Sin? There's some kind of friend thing.
Yeah, I guess you have a Steam level that unlocks like more slots for to allow more friends or something like that. There's been a lot of things happening that I've been struggling to catch up with. So,
been a crazy news week.
Yeah,
and watch some of the things we say today will be incorrect in a couple of days.
Right. Yeah. You know, of course, you know, Xbox had their big E3 thing today, and of course it's E3 all week. So, everything we say might be totally wrong. This could all be different by the time this show comes out.
Yeah.
And for even the show we did the week before last, it's like I ended up having to go and do sort of an addendum because they dropped a whole bunch of information on Season of Opulence like right before. It's like, oh, hey, this would have been useful to have out when you put the TWAB out, guys, as opposed to Friday or Saturday, yeah, whatever sure. day it came out. Yeah, it's
for
always,
sure.
It's always exciting recording this knowing this could all be wrong. This might all be cut and post. None of this could matter.
Yeah. But what we have seemed to received a little bit of clarification on with the cross save from a Twitter post from a developer is that people were speculating on what can be done if you play multiple places and is there any way to merge accounts? And they said, no, unfortunately. I mean, this is what I expected would happen, but there won't be any merging of accounts. You just pick your account, meaning your PlayStation account or your Xbox account or your PC account. And then you make that your account that can be played anywhere else, and you just use that one going forward. I mean, I guess you could still have your other accounts and then log out and log back in, but only one account can be used to play on all three platforms, and there will be no merging, is what they said. And whether that means if maybe there will still be some small, maybe there will be some small exceptions as we know going forward, but so far that's all we know.
Right. Yeah.
It's okay. For me.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'll take my PlayStation account anywhere.
Yes. Yeah, that's where we have our progression. Most of it anyways. All right. I did want to bring up a couple of small known issues in the game right now.
Not allowed.
Not allowed. Come on, Sam. Have you not been hit by, they claim that the apply button is fixed now. Have you noticed it fixed for you? Or do you still have to click it sometimes two or three times?
Honestly, haven't tried it.
You don't know. Who invited this guy in the podcast? Do you even play Destiny?
I don't even play anymore, man. I work too much.
My crack chalice is still broken. You put the rune in, I dropped the rune on the floor, you pick the rune back up. It took me four tries to put a rune in the chalice the other day. So I'm like, okay, maybe you changed other things and fixed it, but you haven't fixed it overall. I was trying to apply a mod to some armor piece, and I was like, okay, maybe three or four tries later I can get this in. So it seems like it's happening less often for me, but it's not a fixed issue yet.
Yeah, but not all the way yet. So
it'll happen one of these days.
They'll get
the shader
2.0.
You know, yeah, exactly. We'll push it down for next week, and it'll get in the game eventually.
So not a huge deal, but I found that interesting. And then also another thing that I've been noticing some people write about on some of the Discords and on Reddit is that they are having problems trying to do the Allegiance quest, and I'm like, you should have been doing that already. But anyways, the Allegiance quest, if you're trying to go through it now, there is a block where players cannot progress past buying. They cannot progress past the point of buying the items from Spider's Black Market. So that is a known issue. So hopefully that will be fixed soon also.
If you're trying to do the Allegiance quest, just don't bother. You're right. Going to get your collection of tokens or drifter things at the end of your quest. and then nothing else. Because the weekly drops you were getting at Reset in the Season of the Drifter, you're not getting anymore. So there's really no reason to do this. Unless you want the Drifter to call you a snitch and you feel that makes you feel good about yourself. Just not worth your time.
I kind of liked it. I kind of felt like when I was going into Gambit at the end there, it was very begrudgingly anyways. You know, Gambit started to become not my favorite activities. Like, he's calling me a snitch. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I'm mad at the world.
Yeah, I didn't really get much into that. Plus, I did Vanguard anyway. I played a little bit of From the Drifter. Yeah, he's okay. Vanguard's where it's at.
So, Sen, we didn't go into the new raid this week, but we did try to go into some other activities, and we went into some raiding a little bit. I know it's been a busier week for you, and for me, it's just been leveling up so far. Actually, let's talk about leveling up. I feel like it can go pretty quickly this season. I have put a fair amount of time into the game this week, but if anything, it's average or a little bit less than previous seasons, and I'm already at 722. And I love that there's even more ways to level up than before, that you have the four weekly treasure chest bounties, for lack of a better term, whatever they're called, through Werner.
Yep. Yeah.
And those are good. And then once you do the four, you get another drop. So I feel like leveling up is pretty, can go fast this season. We'll see how that goes. We were trying to get people to go into a Last Wish raid, because I always recommend Last Wish or Scourge. Those are quick ways to get more level ups if you're familiar with the raid. Parody, we would love for you to hop over to PC. We'll raid with you. You said you haven't raided that much for some of these new ones.
No, I haven't. Like I said, Respawn took Night Demon and I and a couple other into Scourge of the Past, and both explained it to us and had us go through. We got to the last boss, and then we ran out of time, and the group sort of fell apart. But yeah, that my only really other experience with the raid has been Leviathan. I've done Leviathan a handful of times. I've gotten through it two or three times, I think, and I haven't even touched either Worlds or Last Wish or any of those. I'm aware of them. I'm familiar with some of the mechanics, but haven't really touched them at all. So I'm really curious to see come September when I can cross save and cross play with some folks. It should be a little more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can jump over with us.
You can. Yeah. I always, for people that haven't gone to the raids, I'm like, oh man, that's some of the best content in the game. So I'm like, let's get you in the raid. Let's get you a pass. We can do it. You know?
Yeah. It's something I spent a lot of time in D1 and D2. I think some of it's there's my time in Destiny has been a little bit different. Where in D1, I had a little more like, hey, it's a Saturday night. I've got from 9 until ? to sit down and play. We're gonna jump into Vault of Glass, whether it takes us 45 minutes to an hour or 7 hours, we're going to get through this. Because we would always drag other people through that either hadn't done it or had maybe done it once and weren't sure of the encounters and the mechanics. And this season, it's been more of, hey, I've got an hour here, an hour there. Which is one of the things I love about Destiny is you can jump in and you're like, hey, I've got an hour. Let me load into a character. Let me go do something. There's always something I can do. Either a buddy I can jump on and help with a quest, or hey, you're running some strikes, or I can just jump in solo and go, explore a planet for an hour. And I feel like I'm making at least a little bit of progress no matter what I'm doing. And that's one thing I love about the game. It's not like you have to sit down and say, okay, I've got 5 hours and I have to commit these 5 hours to this game. You can sort of jump in and out as needed.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot going on this week. There's a lot of solo stuff you can do, but I forgot also it's the Shadow Throne week too.
I need to jump in there and get my bow so I can get those 3 inventory slots back. Not because I want the Wish Ender bow, because I want my 3 inventory slots back.
That was pretty much me too.
I can't delete.
But it's worth jumping in now too, because you'll get 3 high level drops also.
And Horror's Least Nightfall. That is good too.
Okay, so we ran that Nightfall, last night? We hopped into that. Was this the first time you hopped into it for this week, Sen?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am so slacking.
Okay, so it's been, tell us, it's been a few weeks since that's come up.
Right? It's been more than a few weeks, it seems like. I'm chasing the stupid Horror's Least, and I'm worried that I'm going to go jump in, and it'll be 50 runs later, just like the Osprey. It'll take me just to get it to drop. Plus, I still need the Ghost Shell, and haven't done the Ascended Challenges at all this week. I mean, I've got a lot laid out in front of me to get done in order to get Curse Breaker still, and it's just RNG is going to be holding me back.
Are you praying to RNGesus enough, Sin?
I fall asleep in the middle of prayers for RNGesus, just like I do raids sometimes, so
I hope RNGesus right. smiles more fondly upon you than he does me, because RNGesus and I, we're not friends.
Apparently we're friends on the raid drop side of things.
Yes.
1K voices, done. Anarchy, done. These little purple crappy items that you only need for these titles, awful. He hates
never.
Me.
Yeah.
That's how it feels like. I had the same problem with the Ikelo shotgun. It took me forever to get one. And then in one day recently, I got two in the same day on Rage Back or on Escalation Protocol Rage Back or Escalation Protocol runs back to back. I can talk. Yeah,
that would figure.
And I'm going, okay, is this EP shotgun week? So I grab my buddy who still does not have one yet and has run just as many of these as I have, if not more. And it's like, hey, they're handing them out like candy. Of course, then nobody got one. Not us, not any of the people in the activity. No one got one after another five or six runs. It's like, sorry, I got the two for the day. That's all he had left. I don't understand. I mean, I understand how random number generators are supposed to work, but it just seems very fickle and angry at Guardian sometimes. And I'm usually where he looks his evil eye and goes, yeah, the thing you want, you will never have this.
Funds have been allotted.
Yeah, and I don't get how some people still don't have the Escalation Protocol Ikelo shotgun, especially when they claim that you get an increased chance each time. I mean, that was even supposed to be with Osprey, and we still had to do it a million times to get that.
Oh, yeah. We're not even talking about the other EP weapons. I still have never seen any of the... I have none of the other Escalation Protocol weapons. Just the shotgun was the one I was grinding for. But I've played it on plenty of weeks where, you know any of the weapons were available, and I've seen none of them drop. So it may be in there somewhere, but I'm just waiting for them to go, oh, hey, we found a bug where instead of increasing the drop, we actually prevented the drops from happening. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I mean,
that would be the luck.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about RNG. It's never really bugged me, probably mostly because I play so much that, I mean, I have, what was my active time sin when we did that recently? It was like 1400 hours or something like that for D2. But I play so much that even if my RNG is low, I'm going to get the things. Although I feel like I usually get them middle of the road. I know people that get them way after me, and I know people that get them before me. So I'd rather have middle of the road RNG. I'm fine with that. The one thing that I cannot seem to get, and admittedly I haven't put tons of hours into it, but is Yotun. I still do not have from the Forges. So that's kind of funny. I do have
that one.
Random drop. Yeah, and how many Forges do you think you've done on Bergusia?
A lot less.
Yeah.
See, for that one, I had to resort to the Warlock on. The Warlock has my good RNG. That's who got me the Yotun and the shotgun and some other stuff. The Titan, he's still Service Revolver, Yotun, none of that stuff's dropped. The Warlock has a good RNG. So when I need something to drop, I switch over to the Warlock, and he usually gets it done for me. So that's my secret. Out of desperation going, clearly this Titan is cursed. We have to play another character.
Yeah. What else did we do this week, Sin? Anything else that comes to mind?
I'm trying to do this,
but that might just about cover it for our week in the game.
Yeah, I would say that will probably cover it. I jumped on that Tuesday night, and then again, I didn't jump. I don't really think I jumped back on until Saturday night. Then that was Raid. Jumped out. We did the Menagerie first, then Last Wish, and it was getting super late. Then we did the Nightfall after. I did my final edits for last week's podcast. I did a little streaming that night, which I don't do often. Shout out to Project Guardians and Cob One Art for the follows. Both good people. Yeah.
Everyone listen to the Project Guardians podcast.
So, yeah, that was my week. Oh, I blocked somebody on Twitter today.
Ooh, do tell.
I don't know. There was a tweet Rick Kekis put out about people whining about the free-to-play version, the new Light of Destiny. And this guy with 11 followers, Dallas Cowboy fan. I don't knock every Dallas Cowboy fan, but I'm going to knock this one.
But
especially since I'm a Redskins by trade, I guess, or born and bred Redskin fan because of the area that I live in. And dude had 11 followers and was just totally back and forth with Rick Kekis on Twitter. And I'm like, I just tweeted out, I blocked that dude. 11 followers, Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm done with toxicity. Guy was like just cussing up a storm and not so nice. All right. That's just what we all need to do with toxic people, is just block them and move on. They'll be talking to themselves after a while, and they'll be put in the loony bin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Cowboy fan should be your big tip-off, but, you know.
Right.
I don't have a dog in that fight, but yeah, I'll go with hating the Dallas Cowboys also.
You heard it here. Dallas Cowboy fans, get out.
Get out.
I kid. We love you all. Or not.
We love you all. Even the Dallas Cowboy fans, unless you're toxic.
Correct. Toxicity just takes it over the edge.
Well, I am a little bit sad. I won't be able to, speaking of finishing out the week, I probably won't be able to get the raid done by Tuesday. You think we're going to get that done, Sin?
Nope. And I think the raid jacket actually ended. You had to do it by yesterday anyway.
Oh, was it? I thought it was for a full week.
It was. I think it was 24 hours. I think it was 24 hours from the drop. The emblem might be a full week. I have no dog in this. Okay, I have no dog in this fight either. So I sort of go, oh, those are pretty. Those are things I'll never have.
Well, fortunate for you, I pulled up the rewards page for Bungie earlier when I was looking. Well,
there we go. Bungie hasn't emailed me to say, here's a thing you could have had, and you didn't, you slacker.
I know, right?
Doing everything else.
And it logged me out for some reason. Hold on one second.
We have a great Sherpa on the PS4 side that we've had as a previous guest. His name is Bo Solaris, and he was doing Outbreak perfected Sherpa runs, and now he's doing the new raid Sherpa runs. And he was one of the first people to actually pass on PS4, because word on the street is this raid is a little bit harder, and only PC people were getting clears at first, and only a few console people were.
So I clarified, I misread it the first time because I was skimming through. Those who complete the Crown of Sorrow raid before the first weekly reset, 6/11, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, will gain access to an exclusive personalized raid jacket to recognize their triumph. You'll be able to generate a reward code until 6/18. So when I originally read it, I saw 6/18 and only read 6/8 for some reason because I'm blind. My contacts must have folded over in my eye briefly.
Reading is hard.
reading
words
tough.
On page can be very difficult. That's words. Why our raw podcasts are about 16 hours long that we edit down. Reading is tough. So
It is. I agree with that. So we do have till Tuesday to get it. So maybe Bo will be so kind to Sherpa us through. And you only actually have a week to claim the code. The Triumpher item in game, it says it expires June 18th. 12:59 p.m. So we only have a limited time to claim it if we're so fortunate to clear it.
Oof. Well, I am 7:22 now, but I don't know. We will see. I'm not even that. I mean, it's a nice jacket, but I don't want to be stressed in the game. I mean, yeah, if someone was to offer a great Sherpa group tonight or tomorrow night and I was the only one that hadn't done the raid or something like that, then sure, I'll jump in just to get it done. But whatever, this might be one of, like, for me, you know, I love raiding. I'm usually like at least 2 or 3 weeks after the raids come out. That's where I'm starting to get my first pass, and I'm on the front end, but I'm not going to be with like the sweaty world's first groups by any means.
One day we'll be there.
One day. And our podcast will be rich and famous. You're right.
Dream it out, podcast it out, there you go.
Parody, here. Do you guys make lots of money yet?
oh, loads of money. There are. So when is this thing that you're spending all this time with going to make a little bit of money or something? We're going, one day we hope, maybe. Yeah, no. It sure would be nice. Hey, if you're out there listening and want to throw money towards Destiny Podcast, you know, throw it in our direction. Guardian Hub and Two Titans and a Hunter. They're in our direction. We are the best podcast out there since DCP has started not talking about the Destiny in the community at all. Someone's going to pick up the slack, so I figure, why not us? Give us the money.
Yes.
We'll make good use of it.
Take it. Make it rain on us.
Yeah.
So for our last segment... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Never mind.
Fine. I'll interject both of you. I remember a tweet from Two Titans and a Hunter earlier. These guys do a really cool podcast that rivals ours. Great information and even greater guests.
Thank you, man. Check it out.
From Two Titans and a Hunter on Twitter.
Very nice of you guys.
We gave you a nice shout out on the show this week too. That has yet to come out unless Night Demon gets rid of it. He is the keeper of all information. Just go and what
keeper of all edits.
Be because really it's just better having a calm British voice explain things to you in the raid. And when you mess them up, when he's disappointing you, he has the disappointed British father voice, which yeah, just right. hurts down to your soul, because you know he had just how disappointed he is with you. He doesn't get angry. He just gets more and more disappointed. And it's coming from him.
I get it a little more. But yeah, speaking of our two podcasts, that's where I was going to go with this next point. As a fun little segment, we've done this before with other podcasts we've been on. We have a dual show that's going to be coming out with just some Guardians called... what is it called? The Hubcap Daily, Sin? Is that our title? But what should we come out with a dual podcast between us and you guys? What would be a fun... Now, it doesn't have to be a daily podcast. This could be a quarterly.
How mad can we get Sin? Because Sin sounds real chill and low-key, but can we really get Sin riled up and into a shouty mood? Because I think he and Respawn shouting each other down would be really good.
Brilliant. There we go.
You have to remember, my actual day job, what I actually do for a living, is I'm a sales manager at a car dealership. So there is still anger down in there.
Oh. My friend have a deep wealth of anger to tap. We can make this happen. We can make this work.
Excellent. I expect to have it. Let's have that done by the next decade. Okay.
We'll so I've coined a name.
2030. We got this.
So it's kind of on the lines of the Two Titans thing. I will call it Two Shouts, One Cup.
There you go. I like it. Now, do we force you to drink during this as well? And drink what? I'll leave up to you guys. But
hey, I'm drinking a premium cocktail right now. For some reason, I got this because I thought my wife would like it. So we picked up at the store. They're like pre-made cocktails. This one happens to be a Bahama Mama. They're not that great, I'm going to be honest with you, but they get the job done.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all it needs to do.
I'll go with some premium cocktails. I'll slum it and get a pre-mixed margarita from time to time, but it has to be a better tequila.
Oh, excellent story. Excellent story thinking about tequila. So a guy at work, his wife got him this like tequila subscription. So every month they send like these premium bottles of tequila to work. And the other manager decided he was going to open the box. Everybody knew what it was because it wasn't the first month that he got it. So the other manager next to me has picked up the box, opened it, got it out, and was showing it off to everybody. And it's a pretty nice bottle. It's Añejo, I think it's called, tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And a very nice bottle. And he's going to put it back in. He has the box between his legs, and he's sitting there trying to get it all bundled up and start sliding it down into the original box. And all of a sudden, whoosh, fell right through the bottom of the box and went everywhere under his chair.
Lovely. Oh, no.
And the guy that it was for came up, was already having a bad day.
It was like and that when I got here.
He's like, what the? I'll let you fill in the expletive on that one. Are you even thinking, why would you open somebody else's package? God, it walks away. And he was already having a bad day. And I don't think those bottles of tequila, like for this like yearly thing that or monthly thing that he got from it, are fairly cheap. I think they're like decent dollar amount bottles of tequila. I'm not a big tequila fan myself, but yeah, he was super upset about that.
Oh, man, I bet.
Understandably, you know, the office now has a certain aroma of tequila for a while.
It did. I'm not going to lie. And then later that day, now the job I work at, this group of people, my GM there, super cool. You know, they have some old school things that they do. I'm not going to lie. But one cool thing that I haven't been used to in a while is they don't mind like taking shots midday. They call them meetings. And we had it was tequila. After that, it was tequila on Friday for that. And I'm not usually a big tequila drinker, but they make these one drinks. They're called Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's Jack Fire and Rum Chata. It's actually not bad. And I'm not a big Jack fan, but when you mix it together, as long as you don't mind like the like that little bit of a dairy style or cream style liqueur to go along with it, it's really not bad. There's my drinking corner for the week.
Corner for the week.
Yeah. Everyone's going to have their gimmick.
Yep.
It's my first time, though. It was my first.
Yep.
Got to start somewhere.
We look forward to that. We look forward to our show. Now, should our show be our joint show? Should it be daily, weekly, quarterly? How often do we want Respawn yelling at Sin?
Well, I mean, Respawn has enough anger, I'm pretty sure, to yell daily, possibly 3 or 4 times a day. The question is, I mean, we clearly have to give the explicit tag. That just goes without saying.
Oh, of course. That one will be explicit.
Obviously, that has to be there.
The only question is, are we going to edit this down at all? Or is it going to be just straight live footage? Or here's like 3 hours of yelling that we'll take the best 15 minutes of and give it. It can be your 15 minutes of rage or like your 10 minutes of hate, your 15 minutes of rage every single day.
Ain't nobody got time for that kind of editing.
Maybe someone it's going to be straight. Someone likes those soothing sounds of being yelled out as they drift off to sleep.
Come listen to the soothing sounds of Sin and Respawn constantly yelling at each other over and over again. Next week!
Hey,
be there Sunday. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the.
I think it's hilarious sometimes too on your guys' podcast where the music will just come in and cut off Respawn for a while as he's going through a rant.
We warn him. Night Demon's like, I'm going to put the music up. We're going to cut you off. Oh, although Bungie, I don't know if you listen to our show. I like to pretend in my brain that someone in Bungie listens to the shows we put out, and they're doing something. Ever since we put in all the dings, at one point, Night Demon used the, there's a Drifter soundboard floating out there, and he used the different dings from the Drifter to edit Respawn out. Whenever I'm playing Gambit alone, I don't get all the dings. Whenever he plays alone, but whenever I'm on with him or Night Demon's on with Respawn, and we're playing Gambit, the Drifter goes through his ding, 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 ding opening.
Excellent. He's
like, shut up. So I think we may have broken him a little bit inside, which may just be better in the long run. I'm not sure, but someone out there, I just feel is trolling him through the game with the Drifter. And that just makes me a little bit happier.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Oh man. Well, it's been such a pleasure talking tonight.
Yeah. It's been a blast. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah. We love your podcast and we wanted to have you on so our listeners could learn more about you guys. That was a fun time to have you on too, as with all this new content that came out.
Yeah, I was looking at this going, oh, this might take another 14 hours to get through. It's going to be a...
We try to keep it shorter.
A drop of things.
if we decided to go and dive into it, yeah. It takes me hours already for an hour-ish long podcast, and this week, I'm skimming. I didn't even listen to the whole thing. I just skimmed. I'm like, I kind of know that's a breath. I know that's a pop here in the track. I know that's too much time between talking. I'm just kind of skimming through, and I spot check if there's a lot of talking on top of each other. I'm like, ah.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good. Looks good. More or less, it's competent. Yeah, we'll put it out. If there's something terribly wrong, someone hopefully will tell us.
I'll put auto-tune here.
Yeah, there you go.
Auto-tune here, a couple of dings there, play the guy out and into nothing over there, and we're good to go.
Yeah, editing's no fun, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would know nothing about it. Night Demon is our audio port. The only editing I do is I try to find some of our YouTube footage to put up, or some of our recorded footage to put up on YouTube, since I figured it's better than just our logo for like 2.5 straight hours. So
I don't even do that. I just do the logo.
not that I call myself a video editor any way, shape, or form, but I can more or less try to make that happen. Not that anyone watches it, but you know, I've got one buddy who watches it overnight. I figured, hey, that's one person out there watching it. It's worth doing.
Wait, Kingsley, do you put this on YouTube?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you can keep this in and we could sound like incompetent fools, or you can cut this part out. But no, of course I do. Well, Podbean just makes it easy, actually. Podbean has an auto upload to YouTube.
So Sin is the Respawn who doesn't listen to the show, even though he edits the show. Okay, got it.
He never said YouTube in the past. That's not a podcast listening app of choice.
Okay, no,
that's
actually
a video watching app of choice.
For people that are stuck at work and all the things gaming are blocked, YouTube is never blocked. So that's
true.
Yeah, as far as marketing it, Sin, like I put it anywhere someone would listen. And also for kids, for some reason, they don't like anything but YouTube. So you want to have it there. What Podbean will do is of course, auto post to iTunes, all the other feeds. They also have an auto post to Facebook, to Twitter, and to YouTube. And what it does is it takes the audio and just makes it a quote, video, but it's just the audio playing and then your logo just kind of moves around. Now, if you want to make it better, you do what the lovely guys like Parody and Two Times 100 do, and they put some gameplay to it. But I figured it's better than nothing at this point, putting it on YouTube. So,
oh, absolutely. And honestly, it took us the first, I don't remember how many episodes, to realize that A, we could put it on YouTube, and B, we could do something with it on YouTube that wasn't just the logo. So, you know, again, we're sitting here going, we know what we're doing. Oh, hey, we can do that now. Because, yeah, we're on Podbean as well. And they make a lot of things easy and painless, and one click, you set it up and things happen. So, which has been really nice.
Holy crap, it's on YouTube. We have four subscribers.
Yeah, yes, see? We're famous.
Yeah, ever. I don't know. Again, I don't know what the PS4 things will do, but I know with the one of the last Xbox updates, they'll let you take an external hard drive, plug it into the Xbox, and you can record up to an hour of footage just straight there. That gives you just the game audio, no talking, no anything else, which is nice to get nice clean video from it. And then you realize just how much of the game you spend sitting in orbit or going into an activity or matchmaking, because you're going, I've got like, you know, 6 hours of footage. It should be more than enough for our, you know, 90-minute show. Nope, I somehow am like 25 minutes short because I've done nothing but sit in orbit the entire time. Or, oh, here's us traveling. Click, 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 click. Still traveling through space. Good to know. I keep saying one of these shows is just going to be nothing but us flying into events. Not the actual gameplay, just us flying around. That's all it'll be.
So, hey, question. Did we read, speaking of iTunes and all that jazz, did we read the comment from Geardad on iTunes?
Yes, and we did. That was last week. We read that one. We don't have any new reviews for this week yet. I was going to go through all that when we go through our outro.
Everyone, oh, we did. We did do it last week.
Leave them a review. Go to Two Titans and a Hunter. Leave them a slightly worse review. Leave everyone reviews on iTunes. It helps people find the show. It's a good thing to do. I know there's like four of you out there that listen, just like our show. I know you're out there. Go do it.
Yes, let's do this now. Let's
and the crickets.
let's do our proper outro. Okay, Mr. Parody, how can people find you? Oh, if you want people to find you.
Assuming they want to find me and are not tired of me, I play on Xbox Live. I'm Parody, Perotty. Same thing on Twitter. I talk once a week, usually on Two Titans and a Hunter. You can find us. We're on Twitter at @2Titans_Hunter, or just type Two Titans and a Hunter into your Google machine. We pop up everywhere you want to find us.
And everyone, subscribe to the podcast. It's an awesome podcast.
Yeah. And if you found somehow, I'm going to throw this up in our social stuff once this comes out. Everyone should listen to the Guardian Hub. It's been good fun to be on, and they have a lot of good information. And, you know, reach out to some folks in the community because it's such a big community. You think you're like, oh, I know all the big, you know, I know the creators and I know all the people. It's such a big and cool community that we can do like things like this and, you know, reach out to other folks doing shows, trying to figure this out. So
yeah, it's really a lot of fun. Yeah.
And we'll have to get you guys on our show. We'll sit on the show and he can scream at Respawn.
There we go.
We'll get Kingsley on the show. And I'm slowly working my way through your podcast list. So I was like, oh, what a nice list of all the other Guardian pod, you know, Destiny 2 podcasts out there. I'm always so torn because I want to hear what other people are doing, but I don't want to too much commentary because I don't want to have like all of my opinions be like, well, I'm just, you know, spitting out what I heard on this show this week. But this has been a lot of fun. I listened to the last three or four episodes before I was on this one, and you guys do a great job, and I really appreciate it. It's a lot of fun getting more perspectives, and we're over here sort of on Xbox land, and I know people are out there on PC and PS4, but it's nice to get other perspectives and just see what the rest of the community is up to.
Oh, for sure. We're all playing
the same game, but it's always a little bit slightly different. But now you're losing your exclusives. All of your exclusives will be ours soon.
Hey, I'm fine with that. I never wanted them. I mean,
yeah, I
can't want think more content, really thought but about not them. Exclusive.
More content, exclusives can kiss my rear.
Yeah.
Yeah, things drop, and I'm like, oh, this is new. Oh, it's on PS4. Nah, it's new to me. I don't care.
Well, thank you. That was very kind of you to talk nice about us. And again, everyone that's listening, please check out Two Titans and a Hunter also after you listen to ours.
And don't forget, we got coming Two Shouts, One Cup next week.
Everyone subscribe. It'll be on iTunes, maybe. Maybe not.
Ish. iTunes.
It'll be amazing. The angriest show you've ever heard in your life. Hide the children, lock up the things, get yourself a good stiff drink. There will be shouting.
Yes, that's our After Dark explicit show, because this one is rated not explicit. All right, yeah, we don't have any iTunes reviews this week, but please, anyone, leave us an iTunes review and we will read it on the show. Sin, how can people get a hold of you?
Oh, you know, the huge Bluebird Twitter, Sin
@Sin_Media. That is Sin, C-Y-N, on twitch.tv/Sin Media. Kingsley, that beautiful face of yours, take us out.
Thank you, Sin. People can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation and on Twitch. And they can find me as MC Kingsley on Twitter. And you can find our show either through our website at theguardianhub.com or all the places, including YouTube. There we go, Sin. Now the people know.
The people
know. You can also find us on Twitter as The Guardian Hub. You can find us all the places. Just search. You'll find us.
If you build it, they will come.
They will. People have found us. I don't know how. I don't know why anyone listens.
Listen.
Anyways, thanks everyone for listening. Thanks, Parody, for being on. It's been a wonderful evening.
It's been a blast.
And for everyone listening, have a good night.
Later. Jinx.
Jinx.
Well, this is awkward. Now we can't talk anymore.
Double jinx.
Good thing we're not supposed to talk anymore.
And we're done. No more talking.
Ah!
No more talking, only shouting.